I run actually one of the six NIH-funded National Centers of Systems Biology, and they each include on the average of 10 investigators. Our center has several here at Harvard, several at MIT, and then a few scattered around the country. And the focus of that center and my own research is to look at what determines how cells live and how cells die. So one of the fundamental decisions that any cell, either in isolation, where I'm afraid to say much of our work still occurs in the tissue culture dish, so cells isolated from patients, but it's also true in organs, and we can now begin to tackle that in mice. Cells will either make the decision to proliferate and give rise to a larger structure, or in many cases they undergo programmed cell death. And your body and mine, every day, over a billion cells are born and will die, and if they didn't die, we would sort of grow infinitely larger. So that turnover is a critical aspect of human physiology, and yet, and we again understand most, not all, the individual proteins that are involved. In fact, a Nobel Prize last year, was 2 years ago, was given for the identification of those cell death molecules. But we know very little about how collectively they make up the physiology of, for example, organ renewal. So we are tackling that problem in epithelial cells, and which would make up, for example, the gut, where colon cancer would be our immediate target. Mm-hmm. And we're also looking at it in liver, and specifically understanding why this is one of those the rare tissues in our body, which if you were to lose two-thirds of it, would grow back completely normally, and you would indeed recover. So,
wow. So
and it's very important, obviously, for a wide variety of human diseases, from diabetes to liver cancer, the third largest killer in the United States. So we're tackling that problem of how does any single cell decide to live or die based on its environmental cues and its internal genetics, and specifically, how does that play out in colonic epithelia and in the liver?
Well, excellent. This sounds like a very exciting new field, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk to us about it.
Well, thank you very much, and if anyone's interested, I welcome them to come by, and we have routine meetings, and certainly it's our own policy to put everything we do into the public domain as soon as possible. So we welcome feedback from anyone who's interested.